Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And thank you for joining us for the second day of our lesson, Wants and Needs. We've been enjoying a conversation between Ben and his Uncle Bob. Of course, Ben wants something for his new company, but his Uncle Bob thinks that maybe he doesn't need this thing. Carolyn, can you help us review a little bit more about this?
Well, Ben was very excited because he was going to put in a game room, and it is going to be exceptional. It's going to be an amazing game room and just be a really great amenity that his employees could enjoy. Unfortunately, his Uncle Bob doesn't think that it's really necessary for him to have this. He doesn't think it's a need.
No, he thinks maybe it's just a want. He thinks Ben is just confusing wants and needs. Of course, Ben says, well, Google has this thing. They have these wonderful perks. Why can't we have this as well? Uncle Bob thinks that he is just doesn't need to formulate his ideas or his company after other companies. Well, we have more to learn from Ben and his Uncle Bob about wants and needs. So let's do that now.
Wants and needs.
How is having great benefits part of a business strategy?
Some companies use benefits to recruit high-quality workers. Benefits can also help employees work longer hours and improve worker longevity by keeping staff healthy and happy.
So how do I know if something I want is something the company really needs?
You just need to set your priorities.
The game room is pretty high on my list of priorities.
I'm talking about prioritizing spending for your business. Every dollar you spend on something you want is a dollar you can't spend on something you might need.
Hello, listeners. This is your word, Lady Ellen. Welcome back to day two of our business article for this month. We're rejoining Ben and Uncle Bob as they discuss prioritizing wants and needs. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Longevity. Longevity is a noun. Taking care of your health will improve your longevity. Prioritize. Prioritize is a verb. You need to prioritize your work so you do the important things first. Tangible. Tangible is an adjective. Sandy has improved her work in several tangible ways. Lengthy. Lengthy is an adjective. We are hoping to make a lengthy visit to my grandmother next week. Let's get started with the article.
Those do sound like wise words from Uncle Bob. Well, let's start at the beginning of our lesson today. Ben has a line. Carolyn, I like it when you are Ben.
All right, well then I will continue to read his part. How is having great benefits part of a business strategy?
Good question. Yesterday, Uncle Bob and Ben were talking about a business strategy and some things that you want to think about when you're buying new things or investing is how will it benefit your business? Do you have a strategy for something? That means a plan. It's important to think about these things. So Uncle Bob responds, some companies use benefits to recruit high-quality workers. Benefits can also help employees work longer hours and improve worker longevity by keeping staff healthy and happy. Well, first, I want to talk about Uncle Bob's line there. He talks about high-quality workers. What is that, Carolyn?
Well, a high-quality worker is a worker that is very good, someone who really knows what they're doing and does it very well, someone that you really want to have working for your company because you don't want low-quality workers mm-hmm. who are lazy or do a poor job.
That's right. So you could talk about high quality in many areas of life. Maybe you have something that is high quality. It runs really well. You can use it. Or maybe something is kind of low quality. You don't want to use it anymore. You want to get a new one that is higher quality. But we also see another word here. We see the word longevity. So we're talking about the longevity of keeping staff healthy and happy. So what is longevity? Well, that's how long something can last. Longevity.
That's right. And a lot of times when I think about longevity, I think about people and how long they can live. I might say that longevity runs in my family because many of my family members have lived to be well into their 90s. Or even my great-grandmother was 104 years old.
Well, it seems like longevity does run in your family. Other things might have longevity as well. Maybe someone has a job and it only lasts for so long. Maybe that job has longevity. Maybe it's not too long. But here we're talking about worker longevity. So this is how long you can keep someone working on your staff, and how well they do. Are they happy? Are they healthy?
Well, Ben has the next line, so I will continue reading. So, how do I know if something I want is something the company really needs?
Good question, Ben. How do I know if something I want is something that the company really needs? Well, we're going to learn something about this with Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud. I think they have a good tip for us today.
Can't distinguish between wants and needs? Well, I think some of the blame can be placed on advertisements.
You're right. Ads are everywhere, and they're constantly telling us to buy stuff we don't need.
In this day and age, we find advertisements on TV, on our computers, and cell phones, and on billboards.
They're on and in public transportation, in flyers, magazines, and newspapers, even in public restrooms.
As a matter of fact, you can now find advertisements stamped on eggs that you buy in the supermarket.
Researchers estimate that we are bombarded between 3,000 to 5,000 ads every day. That's true. They counted.
I know. So now, more than ever, it's important that we know how to distinguish between the things we need and the things we want.
One way to get started is by practicing the 10-second rule. Let's say, for example, you're in the supermarket and you see something you want. Wait 10 seconds, then if you still want it, go for it.
Right. For larger purchases, like a new motorcycle or car, use the 10-day rule. You'd be surprised. After waiting a few days, you'll find many of the things you thought you needed were just wants.
这一课的题目是 wants and needs. 很多东西不一定是我们 need需要的, 其实是我们 want想要的。 我们每天都会接触到数千个广告, 那我们该如何分辨 wants and needs? 如果是一个小的便宜的东西, 可以试试 the 10-second rule, 10秒法则。 如果你去逛街看到某样东西, 向你招手, 你可以停下来, 等个10秒钟, 冷静地思考一下, 再决定那是不是真的你所需要的东西。 比较大的昂贵的东西, 像一辆新车, 就可以用the 10-day rule, 10天法则, 也就是花10天的时间, 好好地思考, 再决定要不要买。 这就是今天的Info Cloud, 我们下次云端见。
That is some very good advice. I think I might have to start doing that when I go shopping. Well, Uncle Bob, you have the next line?
Of course. You just need to set your priorities. So, of course, we were talking about knowing if what you want is something the company really needs. Just set your priorities.
Well, Ben responds, "The game room is pretty high on my list of priorities."
I love that sentence. It's high on Ben's list. So do you have a list of something that you want to do, or a list of wants or needs? Where are the items on your list? Maybe something is really important to you. It is high on your list. Maybe it's something you want, but it's not that important to you. It can be low on your list. Okay, I guess I will continue because I'm Uncle Bob. I'm talking about prioritizing spending for your business.
Great, Uncle Bob. You just said this great word. We were talking about priorities, and then Uncle Bob says he's talking about prioritizing. Oh, so this one is not a noun like priority. It is a verb, to prioritize. Let's look at that word. If you prioritize something, then you put it in order of importance. So what is your first priority? You should prioritize your needs and your wants.
And I think that you can use this word to talk about everyday life. How do you prioritize things on your schedule? Well, if you really need to get something done, you can prioritize by doing that thing first. Maybe you love to check your email to see what someone has sent you, but maybe it's not that important. You really need to get something else done first. Prioritize. Do the first things first.
That's right. So do what is most important before you do the other things. Prioritize your time. Well, sorry, Uncle Bob, for interrupting you. Please continue with your line.
That's fine. Every dollar you spend on something you want is a dollar you can't spend on something you might need. All right, maybe this seems like something that anybody can think about, but I like hearing Uncle Bob say it because it's true. If you think about that with your money, spending your money on something you want will take away from something that you might need.
That's right. It is very true. And right now, we can learn something more with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi, 大家好，我是 Michelle。首先我们来看的是 longevity 这个名词。我们看到这个字里面有 long, 长的这个形容词，所以名词 longevity 是指长寿。注意它的重音是在 GE 这个音节念成 longevity。例如 a healthy diet and regular exercise contribute to a person's longevity. 健康的饮食跟规律的运动能够帮助人延年益寿。或者是 the invention of the vaccines increased human longevity. 疫苗的发明延长了人类的寿命。继续我们来看的是 prioritize 这个动词，我们学过它的名词 priority 是指优先顺序，所以动词 prioritize 是指决定优先顺序。例如 everyday Stuart will spend a few minutes prioritizing his tests. Stuart 每一天都会花 几分钟的时间把要完成的任务排好优先顺序。 prioritize 也指把某一个对象列为优先，例如 the government prioritized the economic growth of the country. 政府以提升国家经济成长为优先。
Well, we've been continuing our conversation with Ben and his Uncle Bob, and they are discussing the difference between wants and needs. They are not quite the same. Uncle Bob gave Ben some great advice that he should prioritize what he needs over what he wants. It is important to think about where you want to spend your money. Well, we have a bit more with the two of them in the next part of the conversation. Let's read that now.
Wants and needs.
So, my first priority should be getting things that my company needs to survive and grow.
Right. And your second priority should be getting things that might benefit your company in tangible ways.
Like investing in a new product or service?
Yes. After you've met those needs, you can start thinking about the things you want.
Like my game room?
Exactly. So, when do you want me to visit the new office?
You'd better just come by next week. If you wait for the game room, you'll be in for a lengthy wait.
Sure thing, Ben.
Well, I guess it sounds like Ben might be taking Uncle Bob's advice here. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. Ben has the first line.
Yes, I do. So, my first priority should be getting things that my company needs to survive and grow.
Yes, that is great. So, Ben's line here, he means that he needs to make some priorities. And his first priority is what will help the company survive and grow. Sometimes when I think about this word survive, I think about living. And if you can't survive, then you die. But is that what it means here, Carolyn?
Well, here he's talking about a business. So we don't usually think of a business as something that is alive, but it is important to be able to stay open as a business. You don't want to go out of business and have to close your doors.
That's right. Well, let's see what Uncle Bob says here. Right. And your second priority should be getting things that might benefit your company in ways, in tangible ways. That's a very important word in this sentence. Now let's take a look at that word from the word bank, tangible. If something is tangible, that means either you can feel it or it is measurable. You can measure it and kind of see how it is growing or see how it is changing.
That's right. So if Ben is going to do something tangible for his company, then he should be able to see the results, not simply enjoy sleeping in a nap pod or enjoy playing in a game room, but actually see his company succeed more than it has been.
That's right. I think maybe Ben wants his employees to be happy, and so that's great, but it's not really tangible. Sometimes emotions aren't really tangible. You can't really measure how the company is growing in that way. But finances, you can measure. And so that's what Uncle Bob is talking about here. Well, what does Ben say about this?
Well, he says, like investing in a new product or service?
Yes, investing in something like a product or a service. Of course, if you invest in something, that means you hope to get something in return. Maybe you hope to get even more in return. Most of the time, you want more in return.
That's right. Well, I think, Uncle Bob, you have the next line, so please go ahead.
Yes. After you've met those needs, you can start thinking about the things you want.
So once Ben has considered all of the things that he needs and where he should be investing his money, he can start to think about the things he wants. And he says, like my game room?
Exactly. So when do you want me to visit the new office?
You'd better just come by next week.
Wait, hold on a second, Carolyn. I need to interrupt you there. You'd better, that is a good phrase to know. You'd better, it's short for you had better do something. And you can use this phrase when you want to suggest something to somebody. So, I might say something like, you'd better wait to get the game room for your office. Don't get it right now. You'd better wait.
Or you might say, you'd better finish your dinner. We don't want to waste any food.
Or you'd better come to the meeting right now. The boss is wondering where you are. So you can use that phrase in different ways. But how does Ben continue here, Carolyn?
He's telling him to come next week. If you wait for the game room, you'll be in for a lengthy wait.
All right, well, let's take a look at that word from the word bank. It is lengthy. And really, this is just another word that means long. Maybe you had a ride. You had a car ride, and it was kind of long. You could say, that was a lengthy ride.
That's right. Or maybe you went to that meeting that your boss called you to, and it was a very lengthy meeting. It took a very long time, maybe 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah. And here in our lesson, we're talking about a lengthy wait. Usually I see this word as a verb when you wait for somebody, but here you see it can be used as a noun. Well, it's time for us to learn something new with Liz in the Grammar Gym.
Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In today's article, we read, you'll be in for a lengthy wait. That's our grammar tip sentence. Our focus today is on the expression to be in for something. It means can expect. So, today's sentence means one can expect a lengthy wait. Normally, we use to be in for to talk about how something bad or unpleasant is expected to happen. For example, Ted knew he was in for a lecture from his mother when he saw his low grades. Or, when Joe saw the dark clouds in the sky, he knew he was in for some heavy rain. Occasionally, you might find to be in for something used in a positive way, like the audience knew they were in for a treat the minute the magician got on the stage. Or, I didn't know I was in for a surprise. I thought it was just another regular day at work. If you turn to today's grammar tip section in your magazine, you'll find more example sentences there. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Well, we have one more line here from Uncle Bob. Would you care to read that?
Of course. It says he's laughing. Sure thing, Ben.
Oh, great. And it's a sure thing. So Ben told him that he should probably just come by next week. Otherwise, he'll have to wait a long time. And Uncle Bob's response is, sure thing, so he will definitely do it.
Exactly. You can use this response too sometimes. If you agree with someone about something, or you agree to do something, sure thing, sure thing, I'll be there. Well, right now it's time for us to enjoy some time with Michelle in the Language Lab.
好，接下来我们看的是 tangible 这个形容词 ，T-A-N-G 这个字根有接触的意思，所以 tangible 本来是指可以触摸到的，例如 tangible learning materials 可以实际操作的教材。那么 tangible 呢，在这里衍生出来是指实际的或者是真实的，例如 there is no tangible evidence to prove that the suspect is guilty， 没有实际的证据证明这名嫌犯是有罪的。最后我们来看的是 lengthy 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 length 长度这个名词，所以 lengthy 是指漫长的或冗长的，例如 the professor's lengthy lecture made me feel sleepy， 教授冗长的教学让我昏昏欲睡，或者是 the detective wrote a lengthy report about the incident， 这名警探对于这个事件写了份洋洋洒洒的报告。 And keep watching as our lesson continues.
Well, this has been a very good and I think important lesson for us to know the difference between your wants and your needs. Of course, you want to try to focus on your needs first, as Uncle Bob's advice was, and then you can think about the things that you want. Hey, Carolyn, you were talking about buying shoes this weekend. Are you still going to buy those shoes that you want?
Well, you know, Gabe, so we've been talking a lot about wants and needs the past 2 days, and I feel like Uncle Bob has been giving some really good advice about setting priorities and making sure that you know where you should spend your money, because it's really important. And then Ken and Steve get that great advice on the 10-second or the 10-day rule. Mm-hmm. And after all this thinking, yeah, I'm going to buy those shoes.
Really? You're going to buy the shoes? Well, that's great. I guess she must really need those shoes. Well, friends, thank you for joining us today, and we hope to see you next time right here at Studio Classroom. Goodbye.
See you.
Welcome to the episode of our exciting new drama, The Stranger. Set in Taiwan, our story begins as Sherry Harris visits her mother's old home. Join us as we listen to Sherry's exciting adventures in The Stranger.
There's just one more thing.
What's that?
Come on, get in the car. I'll tell you on the way.
On the way to where?
To my dad's old office at the travel agency.
Okay, Huang Feihong, so tell me already.
Well, ever since my parents died, I've been busy sorting out their things. My grandmother had a few of my father's old papers.
And let me guess, you found something interesting.
Right. In the bottom drawer, I found a stack of letters all tied together in a bundle. And you know what? They had never been opened.
So what did you do?
I opened them, of course. And they were all from Debbie Harris.
Sherry's mom!
Right again. I asked my grandmother about the letters. She admitted she had intercepted the letters from Debbie and kept them from my father for all these years.
Oh, no.
So my dad never knew. He never knew Debbie still loved him. He never knew she was waiting by the phone, waiting for him to call. And she never knew he was serious about leaving his family to marry her.
That's awful.
I know. My grandmother was very tearful when she told me all this. She feels really sorry about it now.
Jun Fan is learning quite a bit about Sherry Harris. But will she be able to escape in time for their dinner date? Tune in next time to The Stranger.